Dvar Halacha, Wednesday night, or L'chov Dalet Nisan. So we count the Omer every night, and the question is, what are we counting? It's always good to know, when you do a mitzvah, what you're doing. It's a good idea, it doesn't hurt, that's for sure. So, the chinuch shita is, the chinuch, everybody seems to assume things, but they're not necessarily the case. But the chinuch does say, in the Shoresh HaMitzvah, what really most people assume. But the chinuch says it explicitly, and will do, that you're counting from Yetzias Mitzrayim to Matan Torah. And it teaches us that the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim was not in and of itself Avdus L'Cheirus, but it was for the Ruchnius ultimately of Tavdunes Elokim Alohar Azeh. He quotes the Rashi in Chumash, you could check it out, V'zelecha Ha'os, right, V'zekianuchi Shlachticha, that when you leave Mitzrayim, Tavdunes Elokim Alohar Azeh, you'll get the Torah. And this is the goal, this is the purpose. It's not so much Avdus L'Cheirus physically, he says, but the Yetziah from Mitzrayim to be Am Hashem, Asher Bochabonu, and to get the Torah. So we're counting. We're counting the days, because when you anticipate something and you wait for something and you long for something, and we're going out of Mitzrayim, so when are we, you know, like a kid, you know, you say, are we there yet? Are we there yet? We just started. The trip just started. You already have to go to the bathroom. No. Are you there yet? When are we eating? Kids, you know, when you're in the car, you say, are we there yet? So you're supposed to say, are we there yet? And this is what the Ran brings down a Medrash, that from the moment they left Mitzrayim, they actually started badgering Moshe. And they said, are we there yet? Are we there yet? When are we getting the Torah? So that's actually what we're counting, the Chinuch says. He therefore asks, why don't we start from the day we left Mitzrayim? So he says, because we want to devote that day to Yetzias Mitzrayim. We don't want anything else to intrude upon Tezvav Nisan, the day of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we start from the next day. Why do we... Now, here's the question. Really, the Chinuch is one of the early... is really... According to the Chinuch, this is therefore... the only place really that the Torah connects Yom Chamishim, what we call Shavuos, with Matan Torah. It's not connected in the Torah anywhere, we know that. Nowhere does it say that it is Man Matan Torah Seinu, but according to the Chinuch, it's embedded in the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, because we count to the day of Matan Torah and Chamishim Yom, and on the 50th day, it's Matan Torah according to the Chinuch. So it is embedded in the Torah according to the Chinuch that Shavuos is Man Matan Torah Seinu. Now, why do we say La Omer for? What does it have to do with the Omer? So the Chinuch says, because we don't want to say from the second day of Pesach. It sounds kind of lame. It sounds lame, he says. I mean, he doesn't say the word lame, but he says it sounds lame to say Hayom, you know, Tisha Yomim, from the second day of Pesach. Okay. So we talk about the Omer because the Omer is a chosh of a carbon that was brought on the second day of Pesach. He explains in the mitzvah's carbon Omer why it's such a chosh of a carbon. And therefore we say La Omer because that's a good signpost for the second day of Pesach. Now here's the question though. The Chinuch holds that Bizman Hazeh Sfiras D'Rabbanan. Because you count from Miyom Aviyachem Esoma HaTnufa, Sheva Shabbosos Tmimus Tiyana. Now, Lechora, according to the Shoresh HaMitzvah, according to the Chinuch, I mean, he says explicitly that it being from La Omer is mamish incidental. It has nothing to do with the Omer. It's just incidental because that was brought on the second day of Pesach, and the Omer has to do with thanking Hashem for the food we eat. The crop came in, right? Saurim, 7 weeks later, Chitim. It's like benching. Look at the Chinuch. That's the idea of the Omer, and of Shtei HaLechem. It's thanking Hashem for our sustenance, for our food. It's sort of incidental to the minyan, according to the Chinuch, So it is rather strange that the chinuch holds it's the rabbanon. So it's not terribly shver. It's not technically shver. The Torah says miyom aviyachem esoma tnufa. So that's the way it is. And the chinuch just explains why the Torah connects it to that. But if once it says it, it says it. And if there's no omer hatnufa, so it's midrabbanon. But it is kind of shver. Dorach HaShulchan Grada says that we're counting from Yetzias Mitzrayim to Matan Torah conceptually, and he says therefore, according to that, it's Taka D'Oraisa Bizman Hazeh, which is the Rambam Shita, that it's Mid'Oraisa Bizman Hazeh, even though there's no Omer. So Dorach HaShulchan says it's because you're counting from Pesach really to Matan Torah. From Yetzias Mitzrayim to Matan Torah, why should it be connected to the Omer and become therefore midrabbanon when there's no Omer? So that's what the Rosh Hashulchan says. The best explanation, I don't know, it's fair. I think the beer is, I'm carrying on so long because it's important to know what you're doing when you're counting the Omer. I think the best explanation is rather the Rosh Hashulchan's explanation that explains that when you're going from Mitzrayim to Matan Torah, embedded in that is the idea that it's not like the chinuch. He says the omer is not incidental, and the shtei alechem is not incidental. You're going from a machal behema, which is saorim, because the omer was a mincha of saorim, which was machal behema, and you're going to chitim. The shtei alechem was chitim on shvuas. So although the chinuch grada says it's incidental, but the Aruch HaShulchan says no, it's not incidental at all. Going from Yetzias Mitzrayim to Matan Torah is brought out by going from a korban of behema to a korban of a mincha of machal odom. You're going from machal behema to machal odom. So according to the Aruch HaShulchan, but the Aruch HaShulchan Taka says it's the oraisa. So you could say according to the chinuch, once the idea of counting from Yetzias Mitzrayim to Matan Torah is embedded in the Omer and Shtei Halechem, the way the Aruch HaShulchan says, it's that much less shver to say that when there's no Omer, it's Midrabbanon. Although conceptually, you're still counting from Yetzias Mitzrayim to Matan Torah, why should it be totally in the Omer, in the bringing of the Omer B'Poel, which the Aruch HaShulchan Taka says, and he holds, therefore, it's more Mestavrit the Oraisa B'Zman Hazeh. But once you make the Korban Omer and the Korban Shtei Alechem the manifestation of this idea of going from Yetzias Mitzrayim to Matan Torah, so you could, it's that much less difficult to say that when there's no Omer and no Shtei Alechem, so it's Taka only Midrabbanan. Okay.